Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you again. It's a beautiful day, and we're enjoying it, and hope you're enjoying your day as well. Try it.
Try it.
Just like Mikey always said, try it, you'll like it.
Yes.
In the commercial for Life cereal.
And he did like it.
He did like it. So let's start off with prayer, and then we'll go to our lesson.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. This day is the day the Lord hath made, and it is good, because all of us are growing in the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding and the revelation of the wisdom of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. And whatsoever we do shall prosper, for we are doers of the words of the Lord. We thank you, Father, and we thank you, Father, for this production today, and we thank you, Father, for all things that are good, because it comes from Jesus, God, our Father, in Jesus' name. We ask this now, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. Today is a good day. What we thought we'd do is I was going to show you how I kind of study, and maybe it'd be a help to other people to learn how. I read the Bible, and today we're being honored by Miss Holly. She's walking in the background. She went and had a bath today at Lee's feet, so she's beautiful. So she wanted to make sure you saw.
She's been leaded.
Yeah, that she went from being a brown and black dog to a white and black dog again.
She's all clean. She's been playing hard.
She's been enjoying the sunlight in California, and so we have too. And although it did rain the other day, and that's why she was a brown and black dog instead of a white and black dog, but she's now a white and black dog once again, and she's
all happy. She had a good nap this afternoon.
She had a good nap this afternoon. She had a nice walk this morning. She went and visited her cousin Lovey, Snowy, and Rose, are her cousin dogs, in the morning and played with them. So we were hoping she was going to go to sleep, but you may hear her tip-tapping because she's part of our life, and we love her. God loves her. God loves everybody and everything. So we're going to go on.
Our flock prospers.
It's healthy.
All of our family's dogs and all our friends' dogs are all prospering, and we put down the evil that tries to put evil upon their bodies. Their body prospers in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, Father,
for all the pets, cats, dogs, pigs, rabbits, birds, whatever you have.
Kangaroos,
all of them prosper. So I'm going to show you what I was doing and give you a clue. We'll start off, I was just reading the Bible, so that's always a good place to do. And I was reading in Matthew, and so we'll let you see what I was reading, and then I'll explain what I did and why.
It says in Matthew 6, 31, 32, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
Right, so right here I'm going kind of, well, what does that mean for me? Like, I know God cares for me, so how am I getting all these things? What can I learn from all of this? Like it says, don't worry about it. God's going to take care of it.
Well, so it does say in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think that's where we're going to go to anyway.
We're going to Matthew, yes.
Oh, there it is.
You knew that.
I must have known that was coming without knowing.
So now you can read Matthew
6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And basically what he's saying there,
okay, but we're not going to, we're going to go through the lesson. So we're going to tell them basically, because you already kind of looked at the lesson. So you're going, oh, I kind of know. So you're going to, you're going to go, oh, but what we decided is that what I was going to say is normally I go to Strong's Concordance. So if we look at this verse again, I looked up the word righteousness in and Strong's to see if there was a different thing it would say, and it really didn't exactly.
Just right standing.
Just says, and so it doesn't really say anything else, and Seek really didn't. So then I thought, I went to myself, well, how am I going to get more out of this verse? I kind of get it, but I thought, I know, I'll read different versions of the Bible.
Same thing.
And sometimes I don't like the versions because I think they distort it incorrectly, but sometimes it can amplify to something that helps us understand better. So we're going to go, the first place we're going to go is to the Amplified Bible, same verse, but it's just written slightly different, and see what it has to say.
It says in Matthew 6:33, Amplified, says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God, and all these things will be given to you also.
Right. So here he's kind of telling you what to do. Like, we need to put God first. We need to worship Him. I know there's worship at the beginning of the service, which is, it's a corporate worship, really, because as everyone sings, we're in one accord, and that's a positive.
It says that He inhabits the praises of His people, so He's there, too.
Right, and so as we lift our hands and sing and praise Him, that's putting Him first, and we're wanting to learn how to do His righteousness. So let's see what the contemporary English Bible has to say.
It says, but more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants, then the other things will be yours as well.
Right, and that's something to look at in kind of an interesting point of view. I used to go like, why aren't people doing this and why aren't people doing that? And I don't necessarily know everything they're doing. And some things can be a good thing, but not the right thing that God wants you to do.
If you right, and if you know the Word of God, and you seek first the kingdom of God, meaning the Word of God, then you will have that Holy Spirit prompt you to do the right thing at the right time.
Right, because sometimes you might need to be giving of your time in the nursery to watch the children or do things, or sometimes God might say, no, you need to be home helping your husband, helping your parents, helping your child. There isn't a perfect, I think that's what we think there, this is good and that is bad, but you can be doing too much of what people think are good and you're ignoring other things. Because remember our rice experiment where we said, you're saying good things, the jar with the rice seem healthy. The ignored ones almost looked as bad as the one having bad things said to them. So we can't ignore things. So God's saying, seek Him and put His goals for you, not your goals, because we sometimes have our own goals. I love it. Hollywood's looking at the coconut that came from Reed.
I'm showing the coconut.
Coconut. I guess this is, we got a coconut in the mail.
From Hawaii.
It's
can
pretty,
you believe
it's
that?
Pretty,
it
pretty
came
neat.
In the mail.
It came in the mail. Our great nephew wanted us to have
a coconut from Hollywood.
Right. Well, that's something else. It's a fun thing.
Not from Hawaii, not Hollywood.
No,
Hollywood.
But the Hollywood thinks she wants to go play with the coconut. But I think what this is to show you is love might be that way. Like during COVID, I used to send them fun things to all, like my nieces and nephews are all adults who have kids. And during COVID, it wasn't such a fun time for kids. So we took like an empty water bottle, put a message in it and mailed it to them like they found a bottle floating in the river. And we mailed a beach ball to them in the mail. You can do that. You can look up a list.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And obviously, this is kind of funny, the coconut you can put in the mail, but you...
That's a volcano drawing.
But you can't bring it home on the airplane, but you can mail it.
Well, you can't bring it home on the airplane, but you can mail it.
You can mail it. So I don't know why we're telling you that, but maybe it's the things like, what are good? What does God want you to do? He might want you to be in touch with your grandchild that's across like you live in California and they live in New York. Send them something funny or do a Zoom call and do an art project with them. Whatever it is, God, if it's right, it'll work for you. And then the rest of the things that you might be concerned about somehow will all work out on their own. But let's see what else he has to say. We're going to do the easy Bible.
The easy Bible.
Ooh.
Yeah, easy to read. What you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what he wants you to do. Then he will give you all these other things you need.
Right. So that's just such a, that's the easy Bible. And that's the easy thing. Do what he wants you to do.
Yeah. And how do you know that? You know the word of God.
But if the Holy Spirit will tell you.
And your voice is the Holy Spirit.
So
it's a spiritual thing.
My thing is, when my children were little, I worked in the nursery. Then I taught Sunday school. And as time progressed, I sometimes did substitute and stuff. But then God said, I want you to pray every day for our nation and for the church. And so that's what I'm doing. Nobody probably knows I'm doing it at the church I go to. I don't go do it in front of everybody, although I'm now telling on myself. But then someone came and said, well, you want to work? You know, we're not having enough children's workers. And I thought, oh, I could do that. I did that for years.
Yeah,
but I thought, well, first time I said, well, I need to pray about it. And it's like God goes, no, I want you praying and doing this. This is what's needed of you right now. That's someone else's job, and they're not necessarily stepping up. And if you take that slot, they never will. Because I, in the past, I had a job, and I decided it was time to not do it. And I thought, who will do it? And then the person that stepped in, I knew that it was really their time to be doing what I'd been doing. So it's not that you can't do things, but there's a time to do it. You might be in this season of your life, God just says, oh, your church is having a chili cook-off, be a judge. That's one day you can do that. He might tell you to go clean the bathrooms. He might tell you to run the soundboard. He has a perfect...
Or mow the lawn at the church.
Or mow the lawn, or maybe preach a sermon. Or go pray for people sick in the hospital. But you can't do it all, because then you're not...
Then you wear yourself out, and you're no good to anybody, because you die.
But that's because you're really taking all the cares on, and it's, you cast your cares on him. So let's see another version of the Bible. What's it got to say about seeking God? Right. And that's just so fantastic.
Sickness and disease has to bow to the name of Jesus. When you know the word of God, you have the you have power or authority over the physical, and the physical has to
that's the right way.
What do you say? It has to bow, or it has to succumb to the word, the spiritual words of the living God.
Well, really what I like is when they have the Mount of Transfiguration, and Jesus went up with a couple of disciples, and God spoke, and God said, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. So I will say the same to all of you. There's, I believe, I've heard 7,000 promises in the Bible. They're for us. Go find them. Do what it says to do. Ask. And if it doesn't line up with what Jesus was doing, then it might be a lesson in the Bible that Timothy's talking about to teach you something. A lot of people didn't get it all right. We don't get it all right. But we need to all do like what Job did. We repent. We go back to seeking what God wants. We put what God wants first, not what we want, which is the harder part, because we do have a mind, and sometimes our mind goes, oh, I think I should do this or I should do that, but that's not where God's sending you, so it doesn't happen. But maybe 10 years from now, you'll go, oh, God was way smarter than I was. He knew I shouldn't quit that job, or I should quit that job, or I should do whatever, and he'll put you in the right spot. So let's see what else. So now you've seen so many versions of it. The easy one says what you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what he wants you to do. Then think that's...
That's where everything was created from the spirit side.
Because really how things are handled, it'll come to the physical, because we know quantum, you say it and you believe it, and then it happens in the physical. But you got to get the spirit realm right before you get the physical realm right.
Yeah, you call those things that be not in the physical, be not. As Abraham said, they said that Abraham called those things that be not as though they were. In other words, he called the truth into the existence in the physical. The physical is the barrier. And we all need to learn to how to use the spirit realm to manage the spirit realm.
Right.
The physical
realm. So that's why I'm saying read the Bible.
Right.
And then study
which is
it.
Spirit words that's from the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a spirit force. We are a triune God, being just like God is. We're in the God kind. We are a spirit. We have a mind, a soul, and we live in a spacesuit called our body. Our body is our spacesuit for the physical realm.
So anyway, now that you've done that, we'll go into the next verse.
That's okay. Matthew, this is Jordan Bible, says, then set your heart on the God movement. Sounds very appropriate for today. And it its kind of life. And all these things will come as a matter of course, because God forces it to be. His word is
creative.
It supersedes all the other things on earth.
Right. So it said things came into being from things that were not. So that's how it happened. So we have another Bible. It's kind of a Crickmer Bible.
And that one is, but be going in petitioning always for, first of all, the kingdom of your God, and that his righteousness, and then things of this kind, the whole of them, shall go on being added as covenant blessings to you.
Right, and we see the covenant blessings in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament didn't die away with Jesus coming. It just kind of fulfilled all the covenants. Our sins were then forgiven. But with the covenant, we see, like we look at them, we can see many people, like Abraham. He had the covenant with God, and he became immensely wealthy and prosperous, and he was doing it
because of the spirit realm, not the physical.
Right, but we can look at Abraham as our example. We can always look at Jesus as the best example, but Abraham was a good example. Abraham was a man who at times decided he could do it his way, and the righteous way is God's way, not your way. So he decides, well, I can have my seed come through the concubine, but that's not the way God has it set up.
Yeah, my son-in-law came up with this little cliche, says, you know, we Yahweh is a derivative of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Jehovah. And he said, not my way, but Yahweh. I thought that was really cool. Not my way, but Yahweh.
She does.
That's what Hollywood said.
Yeah, Hollywood definitely wants to be in this show because she has a bath today, so she's looking nice and white.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Right, and really probably what she's wanting is she took a nap.
Because now she's wanting some food.
No, she's wanting to go for a walk because she's so beautiful. She wants to go get in the dirt again.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm thinking, no, we're not going to go on. Walk in the dirt. Well, we will go out and do some stuff, but we won't do that. But back to our topic. We know that if you do it the right way, because eventually Abraham made a covenant, and he knew that God and he had a covenant that he'd have a son. His name was changed, and he did have a son. He was so convinced of the covenant that he was willing to sacrifice his son, even knowing God would take care of him.
Well, he knew the truth. And so he did what God told him to do, regardless of the flesh. His flesh was secondary.
Right.
To the word of God. When God said it, he believed it, and that settled it.
Right, and he cast the care of like, oh, well, I have a dead son or anything. He goes, I know God said I'm going to have many seeds from this son. Like the stars in the sky.
The father of nations was his name.
So he knew that if it had to happen, God would raise his son from the dead. So I think that's where we are leaving you. Like this verse says, it's something for you to do, something for me to do. And I think I like the best one I thought was, well, actually I like all of them because knowing about the covenant is good, but I think the easy to read tells you what you should do.
Right. It says what you should want most is God's kingdom and doing what he wants you to do. Then he will give you all these other things you need.
Right. And probably the prime example of that would be Job. Job didn't know him, didn't exactly know what was up. But
he knew about him.
But at the very end in chapter 42, he actually knew God. He repented.
He had an encounter with God.
But that's not where I'm going with it. It's he knew God, he repented, and he began doing it righteously. So he did a righteous sacrifice for his friends, and they were forgiven. He probably did righteous sacrifice for himself, and God then turned his captivity around because he repented. The captivity turned around, and he got double.
Yeah, doubled.
And so
for his, what the one scripture says, for your, what is it? You get twofold recompense for your shame.
Because he had a shame, and so God gave Job a twofold recompense for his shame. And God will take care of it. So the same is true for you. And there's Holly. She's trying a different approach. If she can't get me to go for a walk, maybe she can get you to go for a walk. And we do think she's a wonderful dog. We do love
she's a God
Miss,
dog.
Miss Hollywood. She loves to go pray every morning. We take her for a walk. And in fact, when I pray a lot, which I'm not going to do right now, I thought of doing it, but I'm not. But when I do pray, she barks a lot. She gets all excited and
starts barking
along with me. So as I'm singing, praising God, she's barking.
She loves it.
She loves God too. All the animals love God. The trees do. They all go glory to God. So that's what we'll say. This week, we're all going to seek God and we're going to put his way first, the right way.
Right.
And then you can email us at prayer@truthwins.com. Yeah. Tell us all the
truth wins,
the miracles that you're having happen.
Truth wins.
And all the good things that are happening.
And you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah. What are you doing? You coming up again? Nope, she's sitting down there. She doesn't know. But yes, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Go seek it God's way. God way. Do your Yahweh.
Yeah. It says not my way, but Yahweh.
Yeah. So that's our motto for this week. You can go around saying it. Not my way, but Yahweh. And ask God. Even if it's a good thing, that might not be the Yahweh way.
Cultivate that relationship with God and he will talk to you. You'll hear it in your spirit through your mind, through your soul.
And he might tell you, go visit this person. Or he might say, no, don't do that person. Go mow your lawn.
Do your confessions. You need to confess and meditate on the word of God. Then it becomes first hand. You know what to do in a situation that you wouldn't know if you hadn't had any relationship with the word of God.
Yeah. Yeah, she's... I think that's good. There you can see she's in between us. Her tail is being a flag. Hello. She goes, I do what God wants, and you're going to do what God wants. We all do what God wants. Put him first. So you're doing the roundup. I don't know if they see that. So we're saying anything else? See you next week. And subscribe.
God bless you.
Read your Bible.
Know the word.
And
confess the word.
And do like I do.
Meditate on the word.
Yeah, take a verse. If you have a verse that's like you're reading along, because I was reading along. That wasn't the only verse. And it popped out to me like, don't worry about what you eat or wear or drink. And it tells you what to do. Put his way first and you'll get it all added unto you. So
yeah, you cast your care upon him. And you know that he's the creator of the universe. He's able to make your way prosperous.
Anyway, so find a verse. If you have a question about it, use Strong's, use other other versions of the Bible and get so that you know the truth and it's going to set you free. Bye.
Amen.